lišeni znanja o uzvišenoj istini, imaju mnogo tema za slušanje o ljudskom društvu. Smisao. U objavljenim svetim spisima postoje dva naziva za domaćinski život. Jedan je grihasta, a drugi grihamedi. Grihasta su oni koji žive zajedno sa ženom i djecom, ali vode transcendentalan način života da bi spoznali uzvišenu istinu. Međutim, grihamedi su oni koji žive za dobrobit članova uže ili šire porodice, pa zbog toga zavide drugima. Riječ medij označava zavist prema drugima. Pošto su grihamedi jedino zaokupljeni porodičnim poslima, svakako da zavide jedni drugima. Uslijed toga, jedan grihamedi nije u dobrim odnosima s drugim, a u širem smislu jedna zajednica, društvo ili narod nije u dobrim odnosima sa drugom stranom koja isto tako ima sebične pogode. U dobu Kali svaki domaćin porodice zavidi jedan drugom, jer su lišeni znanja o uzvišenoj istini. Imaju mnogo tema za slušanje, političke, naučne, društvene, ekonomske itd. Ali uslijed nedovoljnog znanja ostavljaju na stranu pitanja o krajnjim životnim nevoljama i bjedama, naime pitanja o nedaćama uslijed rođenja, smrti, starosti i bolesti. Ljudski život je zapravo i namijenjen za pronalaženje krajnjeg rješenja rođenja, smrti, starosti i bolesti. Ali grihamedi pod utjecajem materne prirode zaboravljaju sve o samospoznanju. Konačno rješenje životnih problema je povratak Krišni i kao što je navedeno u Bhagavad Giti 8.16, na taj način se otklanjaju nevolje i bijede materijalnog života, rođenje, starost, smrt i bolest. Proces vraćanja Krišni je slušanje osvješćen gospodinu, njegovom imenu, obliku, osobinama, zabavama, onom što ga okružuje i raznolikosti. Priglupi ljudi to ne znaju i žele čuti o imenu, obliku i tako dalje, svega onoga što je prolazno i ne znaju kako da upotrebe ovu težnju za slušanjem za krajnje dobro. Pošto su zavedeni na pogrešan put, pišu i neistinite knjige o imenu, obliku, odlikama apsolutne istine. Dakle, ne trebamo postati grihamedi i živjeti samo da bismo zavidjeli drugima. Potrebno je da postanemo pravi domaćini porodice, onako kako nalažu sveti spisi.
Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna prestaya bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Tatkatyadi Katarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita problem of material existence is described, that is enviousness towards others.
Ovdje je opisan jedan osnovni princip života u materijalnom svijetu, a to je zavist prema drugima.
Prabhupada said regarding this point, material nature means dissension and disagreement, especially in this Kali Yuga.
Prabhupada je specijalno u vezi s tim rekao da specijalno u Kali Jugi postoji zavist i neslaganje među ljudima.
But for this Krishna consciousness movement, its success will depend on agreement, even though there are varieties of engagements.
Ali uspjeh u svjesnosti Krišne ovisi o slaganju, premda su tu i raznolikosti.
This is called unity in diversity.
To se naziva jedinstvo u raznolikosti.
If we fight on account of diversity, then it is simply the material platform.
Ukoliko se borimo zbog tih raznolikosti, onda je to jednostavno materijalna razina.
Please try to maintain the philosophy of unity in diversity. That will make our movement successful.
Molim vas pokušajte održati taj princip jedinstva raznolikosti. To će učiniti ovaj pokret uspješnim.
Now, you might in your own life have experienced a situation where you strongly disagree with another person.
Možete u svom osobnom privatnom životu imati sjetiti situacije u kojima ste se snažno izrazili snažno neslaganje s drugom osobom. Mm-hmm.
The material reaction would be to aggressively attack that person for his different opinion.
Zbog materijalne prirode, materijalna priroda je ta da takva osoba može agresivno napasti drugu osobu zbog neslaganja.
The spiritual solution would be to come to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Hopefully the other person also comes there and to accept the philosophy of unity in diversity. In other words, there are differences between people and they will remain, but in a Krishna conscious way the diversity will not make us fight.
Rješenje će biti da se dođe na razinu svjesnosti Krishna, nadamo se i možda i osoba koja je suprotstavljena tome, na taj način se može održati taj princip jedinstva unutar raznolikosti i postići uspjeh.
Here in this verse the process of hearing to elevate us to Krishna consciousness is stressed.
Ovdje je taj proces slušanja unutar pokreta svjesnosti Krishna jako naglašen, on nas može održati.
To hear about Krishna has the immediate effect to elevate a person from the two lower modes of material nature.
Slušati o Krišni ima izuzetan efekt da nas izdigne iznad dvaju nižih guna materijalne prirode.
These two lower modes of material nature are of course ignorance and passion.
Dvije niže razine materijalne egzistencije su neznanje i strast.
In material life they always pinch the heart.
Materijalna priroda uvijek probada srce.
Please test yourself now as you hear this little upsetting description how much free you are from the lower modes of material nature.
Molim vas testirajte se na vlastnom primjeru kad budete slušali ovaj razočaravajući primjer o tome kako materijalna priroda djeluje.
The mode of ignorance drives us to inactivity and sleepiness.
Guna neznanja nas vodi ka neaktivnosti i uspavanosti.
And the mode of passion drives us to become extremely active for sense gratification.
A guna strasti nas vodi k tome da budemo izuzetno aktivni u smjeru dobivanja čulnog zadovoljstva.
Let us quickly look into a life of an ordinary person.
Bacimo brz pogled u život običnog čovjeka.
In the morning he is extremely tired.
Ujutro on je izuzetno umoran.
He can only manage to survive by poisoning his body with coffee.
On može izmenađirati da preživi jedino time što otvore svoje tijelo sa kavom.
Yes. Then finally he gets some život.
I onda konačno dobije neki život.
And goes to the office.
Ide u ured.
There he talks prajalpa with the people.
Tamo prajalpira s ljudima.
And he does some meaningless work.
Radi neki beznačajan posao.
Finally he gets released, you know, it's time that actually to go home.
Konačno onda oslobođen, vrijeme je da se vrati kući.
Then he makes intense plans. How to spend the evening.
Onda pravi intenzivne planove kako provesti večer.
First he goes shopping.
Prvo ide u shopping.
At least in Germany he will go.
Barem u Njemačkoj.
And these German supermarkets, you can see the people are so greedy. You know, they have these huge trolleys, these super dimensional, you know, and they're really huge. They're from here to there. It's like a little medium-sized car. Yeah. And they just throw in the goodies in there.
U Njemačkoj su ljudi jako pohlepni. Oni imaju one ogromne košare koje su tako velike da izgledaju kao prosječni automobil.
Yes. So, anyways, I I think in a Bhagavatam lecture we don't need to go into detail. I know that young devotees just would like to hear a total polemization of material life, but you can get other lectures to do this for you.
Mislim da bi mladi bhakti voljeli možda slušati ovo kritiziranje materijalnog načina života, ali to možemo raditi na drugim lekcijama, posebno lekcijama Bhagavad Gita.
I think you know my point. It is basically the mode of ignorance, and then they work for the fulfillment of material desires, and then they try to live out those desires.
Uglavnom su neguni neznanja i pokušavaju ispuniti svoje materijalne želje i žive jednostavno na toj razini.
Now in the scriptures, now these are very strong drives, I should say, the ignorance and passion.
Postoje ti snažni utjecaj ili nagoni neznanja i strasti.
Strasti, yes, strasti. Also in the life of a devotee they can be very, very dominant.
Također u životu bhakte mogu biti vrlo dominantni.
I would say many times devotees really suffer because the influence of these lower modes is still there in their lives.
Mogu reći zaista da mnogo puta bhakte često pate zbog utjecaja tih nižih guna u njihovom životu.
That they cannot perform sadhana actually because of the two lower modes.
Ne mogu vršiti redovnu sadhanu zbog dviju nižih guna.
In the morning they are so sleepy they cannot get up to chant their rounds.
Ujutro su toliko pospani pa ne mogu ustati i mantrati svoje krugove.
And during the day they feel so restless by the mode of strasti, that they cannot really sit down to concentrate either.
A tokom dana su toliko nemirni da se ne mogu zbog strasti koncentrirati, ne mogu sjesti na miru.
Their life just flies by without attaining any taste in Krishna consciousness.
Njihov život jednostavno protiče bez da steknu bilo kakvu cilju svjesnosti Krishna.
And in the, after some years they feel cheated. They have not made any material progress and also not any spiritual progress.
Nakon nekoliko godina osjećaju se prevarenim i nemaju nikakve ni materijalne stečevine ni duhovne.
Does this sound a little bit familiar to you?
Da nam to zvuči blisko?
Does it relate to your existence or is it just some lofty philosophy without any relevance to practical experience?
Da li vama budi neke koincidencije ili to je jednostavno neka filozofija koja nema, koja nije relevantna s vama?
Of course it's relevant.
Naravno da je relevantna.
So the scriptures give us two processes whereby which we can overcome the lower modes of material nature.
Ovaj proces daje dvije mogućnosti da prevaziđemo dvije niže gune materijalne prirode.
The scriptures say, Urudamni badha. These modes are binding us very tightly.
U spisima se kaže da nas ta dva, te dvije gune vrlo čvrsto su nastegnule.
So, one is the slow process.
Jedan je spori proces.
Which sometimes works and sometimes not.
Koji neki put djeluje, a neki put ne djeluje.
And the other is a fast process which works always if it is understood and properly applied.
A drugi je brz i uvijek djeluje ukoliko se pravno primjeni.
The first process to overcome the modes of ignorance and passion is to be renounced, tapasya.
Prvi proces je da budemo odvojeni, tapasya.
A person on this level, he practices celibacy.
Osoba na toj razini prakticira celibat.
He tries to control his umski, his mind, and his senses.
Osoba pokušava kontrolirati svoj um i svoja osjetila.
He never eats too much.
Nikad ne jede previše.
Nor does he sleep too much.
Niti spava previše.
With great endeavor he rises out of the lower modes.
Sa velikim trudom on se izdiže iznad nižih guna.
But all too often it is found that he falls back into the same places where he wanted to get away from.
Ali često, nažalost, se vidi da on se ponovo vraća u one gune s kojih se izdigao.
Vishvamitra Muni is the best example. He worked so hard on his self-realization
Vishwamitra Muni je dobar primjer. On je toliko naporno radio na procesu samospoznaje.
He went into the forest.
Otišao u šumu.
He sat there to meditate.
I tamo je sjedio i meditirao.
And he really did not want to have anything to do with sexualni životski.
I nije imao nikakvih namjera. Jednostavno u životu svom nije imao nikakvih namjera.
Then he heard bling 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 the tinkling of the ankle bells of one heavenly damsel who was sent by Lord Indra in order to seduce him.
I onda čuo zvonjavu na nogavica onih zvončića koji su na nogama od jedne rajske prasačiće koji je poslao Indra da ga zavede.
He opened his eyes and his samena cha damena cha was gone. His sense and mind control went flowing down the river and he broke the principles with this girl.
I on je otvorio oči i njegova kontrola osjetila, kontrola čula je bila gotova, on je prestao biti u mogućnosti da je kontrolira i otišao je. Mm-hmm.
So this tour de force, you could say, there's the tour de France and tour de force, doesn't work always.
I ovaj tour de force ili put kroz snagu uglavnom ne funkcionira.
Yeah. You understand tour de force?
Ste shvatili tour de force?
Force. Mm. Is it force? No, is it an English word, not a French word. Oh.
I mean, this is. I think this is originally in France.
I see. Yes. Hare Krishna. Peter Prabhupada said these, rules are like precautionary measures in the fog.
Prabhupada je rekao ta pravila su kao pravila predostrožnosti u magli.
You are from Pula, I think you will understand. And there's fog, there are these fog lights, and then there are the sounds in the harbor. Isn't it?
Vi ste Puli, vi ćete shvatiti. Ti signali brodova koji su u magli služe za upozorenje.
These are measurements to avoid that the ships will collide.
To su mjere koje sprečavaju da se brodovi sudare.
But often, despite all these measurements, we hear of accidents which happen in the harbor.
Uprkos tim mjerama predostrožnosti mi ponekad čujemo da se dešavaju nesreće u lukama.
So the second part is like the sunrise.
A drugi dio je poput izlaska sunca.
The fog of material existence becomes licked up by the rays of the sun.
I magla materijalne egzistencije bude jednostavno progutana, usisana od sunca svjesnosti.
Yes, svjesnosti. This is like rising Krishna consciousness.
To je nešto kao dizanje svjesnosti Krishne.
See, if Krishna appears in the heart, Maya cannot stand there. That means the lower modes of ignorance and passion have to disappear.
I kada se Krishna pojavi u srcu, Maya ne može ostati, odnosno niže gune materne prirode jednostavno nestaju.
How does Krishna appear in the heart?
Kako se Krishna pojavlja u srcu?
How do you attract God into your pump-like thing, the red little thing.
Kako ćete dozvati Boga u vaše poput pumpe srce?
Pumpe. That's a good question, isn't it?
To je dobro pitanje.
How to attract God in the heart?
Kako priući Boga u srce?
Have you ever thought like this?
Da li ste ikad razmišljali o tome?
Of course we don't. Heart in our language doesn't. There's a subtle dimension of the heart, it's called the mind actually, that is what we don't speak so much of the pumpa when we speak of the heart, but we speak of the umski.
Mi naravno ne pričamo toliko o srcu kao mjestu koje se može značiti kao pumpa, dakle fizikalnom organu, fizičkom organu, nego o umu.
What is your program?
Kakav je vaš program?
Have you ever thought about it?
Deli smo tome.
Yes, we sometimes hear in the lecture, but these lectures are not really for practical life. They are, you know, we hear lectures in our temples before we eat prasadam.
Da, čuli smo to na lekcijama, ali naše lekcije nisu povezane sa stvarnim životom, one su nešto što dolazi prije čašenja prasadama.
There was something.
Bilo tu nešto.
But, I mean, after all, it's only philosophy.
Na koncu sve to ipak samo filozofija.
Prasadam is practical, philosophy is theoretical.
Prasadam je praktičan, a filozofija je teorija.
So do you remember in some vague corner of your mind at least what you can do to attract Krishna in the srce, the heart?
Da li se sjećate možda nekom kutu svog uma što bi trebalo raditi da priučite Krišnu u svoje srce?
Have you ever consciously tried to attract Krishna into your heart?
Da li ste ikad svjesno pokušali privući Krišnu u svoje srce?
Have you ever thought it's important to get free from the mode of ignorance and passion?
Da li ste ikad pomislili da je potrebno da se oslobodite od guma strasti i neznanja?
I mean, outside of the lecture, have you ever thought about this?
Mislim van lekcije, da li ste ikad mislili?
I'm sorry, I'm by now world no famous for my disturbing question. In Vrindavan also, I just went to the audience. We never heard someone lecture like this. It's all right. So, these are my questions for you.
To su moje pitanje za vas.
Maybe you want to think about these questions in your private time, outside of the lecture.
Možda želite misliti o tome u svojoj privatnom vremenu na lekciji.
What is your program to attract Krishna into the heart?
Koji je vaš program da privučite Krišnu u svoje srce?
Practically, what do you do?
Praktično, što vi zapravo radite?
Doing this. Try.
Rekao si da jednom na lekciji da treba uvijek sjećati se Krišne, nikad ga ne zaboraviti. Da li ti to radiš? Pa pokušaj.
How do you do this?
Kako to radiš?
Staying in front of you. That's a very good process.
Mislim da Čaitanja Mahaprabhu i Nityananda Prabhu uvijek stoje ispred mene.
Very nice. You think they are in front of you? When you are in the school, they are in the school. Everywhere. Give us school. Oh.
Ja sam, da li čak i kad si u školi? Ma ja sam napustio na školu.
Very good practice. I'm very impressed.
Ja sam jako impresioniran.
Okay, so here's one practical program. This devotee thinks of Lord Chaitanya, the deities or the deities in front of her in her life.
Ovdje je jedan praktičan program. Evo, jedna baktina misli o božanstvima koje su neprestano ispred nje.
Well, and soon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda will make a wonder in your life.
I ubrzo će gospodin Chaitanya Nityananda napraviti čudo u njenom životu.
Nice program, isn't it, Daddy Baksha? Other programs.
Whenever I have some problem in my life, then I say to myself, the reason is because I do not chant 24 hours Maha Mantra.
Uh-huh. And then you increase your chanting, huh?
And the poetry so mantra, yeah?
Onda je to znak da sam malo na tu.
The biggest thing what may happen to me is when I'm serving prasadam, then I forgot to serve to myself, and then I see, oh, maybe I have a little advancement in my life.
Yeah.
I forgot myself.
So you want to remember to chant Krishna's holy name all the time. That's your program.
Ti želiš pamtiti da trebaš mantrati cijelo vrijeme Mahamantra, to je program.
And forget about, you know, other things.
I zaboraviti o svemu ostalom. No?
No, very nice. I mean, I would say selfish things, to forget about selfish things. Yeah. All right. Well, don't forget to eat, but program is all right.
Man is all right, yes.
Very interesting program. No, the point is clear. He wants to forget selfish interests, but instead think of chanting the holy name. That's his program.
Mm.
What's your name?
Jovan.
Jovan. Jovan, yes.
On želi zaboraviti sebične stvari i misliti samo na mantranje.
Because you have heard by chanting, the Lord is pleased and he becomes attracted to the chanter.
Zato jer si čuo da je gospodin mantranjem zadovoljan i onda može ući u srce, zar ne?
Here we have now two very intensive and I would say nice programs. Any other program?
Imamo ovdje dva vrlo lijepa intenzivna programa. Da li ima još neki program?
Krishnananda. You have not thought so deep about this, I think.
Nisi još ništa rekao o tome. Once you said that if a devotee wants to see Krishna, then he have to follow instructions of spiritual master.
Yeah. You're saying it with a face expressing extreme torture.
To si rekao sa izrazom na licu koji je kompletno ono...
Tortura.
Tortura. Now I'm trying to your instructions that I received from you that I match with your possibilities of on my present possibilities and also with my mind.
So some realistic assessment of one's status and then engage oneself in the order of the spiritual master accordingly.
To je znači realno ustanovljavanje vlastnih mogućnosti i onda slijeđenje instrukcije duhovnog učitelja u skladu s time.
That's your practical program or theoretical program?
Da li to tvoj praktičan program ili teoretski program?
Practical means to do something.
Praktičan znači uraditi nešto.
One has to think about this deep, isn't it?
Osoba treba o tome duboko razmisliti, ne?
So there are some programs now for attracting Krishna into the heart.
Evo, postoje nekoliko programa da se privuče Krishna u srce.
The Bhagavatam program. Do you want to hear the Bhagavatam program?
Da li želite čuti Bhagavatam program?
Would be interesting, I think.
Bilo bi interesantno, mislim.
The Bhagavatam starts with saying in our heart is a knot.
Bhagavatam počinje sa činjenicom da je u našem srcu čvor.
This knot is desires for material activities.
Taj čvor je želj za materijalnim aktivnostima.
Which spring from the false ego.
Koji izvire iz lažnog ja.
So they say this knot can be cut by hearing about Krishna.
Rečeno je da on može biti presječen slušanjem o Krišni.
It says, in the second paragraph, the process of going back home, back to Godhead, is to hear about the Supreme Lord and his name, form, attributes, pastimes, paraphernalia, and variegatedness.
U njegovom imenu, obliku, osobinama, zabavama, ono što ga okružuje i raznolikosti.
Foolish people do not know this.
Priglupi ljudi to ne znaju.
Now, the Bhagavatam says we have a problem.
Bhagavatam kaže da mi imamo problem.
We are not attracted to hear about Krishna.
Mi nismo privučeni da slušamo Krishna.
Instead, like it says here, those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society.
Ovdje je rečeno, oni ljudi koji su materno zaokupljeni, lišeni znanja, uzvišene istine, imaju mnogo tema za slušanje.
So, you know, if you don't have a taste, you won't do it for a long time.
I zato, ako nemate ukus za to, nećete to dugo vremena raditi.
Like yesterday, I was prescribed a certain way of taking a medicine, and I said, "Can't we do it in a different way?"
I na primjer jučer mi je propisan različita vrsta lijekova, i onda sam mislio, "Oh, ne mogu to uraditi."
And I was informed, "No, it's a must. You must do it."
I onda sam shvatio da to moram uraditi.
Then the doctor said, "Oh no. You have no taste to do it. You will not do it for long."
I onda mi je doktor rekao, nemaš ukus za to i sigurno nećeš to dugo raditi.
Isn't it? This is a very human observation.
Zar ne, to je ljudska observacija prirodna.
If you don't have developed a taste in something, you won't do it for long.
Ako ne razviješ ukus za to, nećeš to dugo ni raditi.
So how to get the taste to hear about Krishna?
I kako steći ukus da se sluša o Krishni?
They say, the Bhagavatam says, we should serve a pure devotee, consciously.
Bhagavatam kaže, bi trebamo služiti čistog bhaktu svjesno.
And then it is described how by continually hearing and also serving the pure devotee, the lower modes of material nature disappear from the heart.
I onda je rečeno da s kontinuiranim slušanjem i služenjem čistog bhakte te materne želje nestaju iz srca.
Because Krishna becomes attracted to the heart.
I zato jer Krishna postaje privučen u srce.
Krishna is a person.
Krishna je osoba.
He likes if you speak about him.
On voli ako govorite o njemu.
Imagine all of a sudden we would hear now in the, you know, say the lecture is finished, and then you would pass the kitchen and you would hear like 5 devotees are in there and talking about Milivoj. You only hear Milivoj.
Zamislite da primjena lekcija završena i odete u kuhinju i slušate petoricu ljudi koji govore o Bhakta Milivoju.
You would develop an interest.
Razvili biste interes.
Which would manifest in two ways.
Koji bi se manifestirao na dva načina.
One is, you would like to hear what's going on.
Prvo je htjeli biste čuti što se zbiva.
What do they say about you?
Što oni kažu o vama?
Maybe they talk about some private things.
Možda govore o nekim privatnim stvarima.
Your mind would go, oh, maybe they talk about this particular thing.
I onda možda biste, oh, možda misle o onoj stvari.
Oh, I don't care, and you would run away maybe.
Ja ne brinem i odjurit ćete.
Because you're driven by the mind to think that they might say some politics about you.
Jer možete biti nagnani u duma da mislite da govore neku politiku.
I'm not speaking about you, Milivoj, I'm speaking about them. Just some person, huh? It could be any name.
Ja ne govorim o tebi, Vaktemine, nego bilo kojoj osobi koja može nositi bilo koje ime.
Your life is extremely pure.
To je život izuzetno čist.
Yeah. So my point is, both of these reactions would show an intense interest.
U obje situacije imamo izuzetan interes.
Being moved.
Mi se mičemo.
Yeah. So either positively or negatively.
Bilo pozitivno ili negativno.
So Krishna is when you speak about him, he is extremely attracted. He wants to hear what are they saying.
Krishna je također zainteresiran, jako on želi čuti što oni govore.
For him he is not how do you say, he is not moved by any negative propaganda.
On nije jako podstaknut nekom negativnom propagandom.
If an uncivilized man urinates against the sun is not disturbed.
Kad necivilizirani nekulturni ljudi mokre protiv sunca, sunce nije ono uznemirano.
The only thing is he gets moochy.
Jedna stvar je da on se sam zaprlja.
So Krishna is not moved by negative propaganda.
Krishna nije dirnut negativnom propagandom.
But when he hears how someone talks good about Krishna katha about it, he becomes attracted.
I kada, međutim, kad čuje kako neko govori Krishna katha, on postaje jako privučen.
This tiny of spiritual life has even made it into Christian teachings.
Ta tajna duhovnog života je čak i prisutna i u kršćanskom učenju.
Whenever few people gather in my name, then I'm amongst you. Have you heard this?
Kad god se nekoliko ljudi skupi i govori o mom imenu, tada sam ja s vama.
Hallelujah. So this is a very important point.
To je vrlo važna činjenica.
Krishna katha.
Krishna katha.
And if Krishna rises in the sun, where the influence of the modes of passion.
I kada Krishna zasvijetli poput sunca, tada jednostavno stjera te niže utjecaj guna.
Okay, Prabhus, I will end here. It's already long, 3/4 of an hour where you tolerate these points. Is there any questions you have?
Onda ćemo završiti, ja imam već 45 minuta kako to igrate. A da li ima neko pitanje u vezi s ovim?
Whose question? But how she reminded him that he had a question, or
no, she liked the question, but she walked
in. Aha. I see.
His question is that
distribute books, and then by Krishna's mercy to be on the transcendental platform.
Mm-hmm.
So his question is it enough, or should we gradually develop a higher mode of goodness? Or this, is it possible, or we should, or is it enough that for us to be engaged in service and then gradually, automatically, this higher nature of goodness will be developed in us?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, if you independently try to make, to get out of the fog of the lower modes, it doesn't really always work. My example of the precautionary, whatever it is in English, the measurements, you know, was there to illustrate this. Mm.
Ukoliko netko to želi učiniti nezavisno, odnosno u skladu s onim primjerom koji sam dao sa brodom, odnosno kao mjerama predostrožnosti, na taj način to funkcionira.
Yeah. Therefore, we have to take to the Krishna conscious process.
Mi trebamo prihvatiti proces svjesnosti Krishna.
But Krishna consciousness also is not an automatic process.
Ali svjesnost Krishna također nije automatski proces.
The most important process in Krishna, point in Krishna consciousness is your desire.
Najvažnija stvar u svjesnosti Krishna je tvoja želja.
So if you just continue on Sankirtan and continue with the regular program of Krishna consciousness, you might find out after 3 to 4 years you are still in the modes of ignorance and passion.
Čak ako ideš u Sankirtan i slijediš pravila, propise službe, možeš pronaći da si nakon 3-4 godine još uvijek u neznanju i strasti.
You must desire to become Krishna conscious.
Ti moraš željeti da postaneš svjestan Krishna.
You must desire to surrender.
Moraš imati želju da se predaš.
If it doesn't work, then you must desire that you desire.
Ako to ne funkcionira, onda moraš željeti da želiš.
And if that doesn't work, you must desire that you desire that you desire.
Ako to ne funkcionira, onda moraš željeti da želiš da želiš.
The point is the desire.
Poanta je želja.
Yes. That has to come.
I onda će se desiti.
Sometimes it doesn't come after many you know, it is stated, Prabhupada said, oh, I have desire.
Prabhupada jednom rekao, oh, ja imam želju.
He mimicked a devotee, huh?
What?
He mimicked a devotee.
Aha. On je, on ponašao, on ponašao bhakta.
And he said, no, it's not so easy.
On je rekao, ne, to nije jednostavno.
Doesn't come after many births of death.
Neki put se jednostavno ne desi čak ni nakon mnogo rođenja smrti.
Now you may say, okay, that's me. I'm a desireless stone.
Sad možeš reći, o, u redu. To je moj slučaj. Ja sam kamen, nemam želja nikakve.
Prabhupada kaže, it doesn't come after many births.
Prabhupada kaže, to se ne dešava nekako mnogo rođenja.
So let me stay the way I am.
I onda ostanem ovakav kakav jesam.
What is this talk about improvement?
Kako ima govora o nekom poboljšanju?
This movement for, see, when you are living amongst devotees in the in a transcendental movement, then you are in a process which accelerates your advancement.
I kada živiš u društvu bhakta, onda si u procesu u kojem je ubrzan tvoj napredak.
In other words, Krishna teaches you through your relationships to the Vaishnavas.
Odnosno, Krishna te podučava kroz tvoje relacije s Vaishnavama.
So that finally you wake up.
Tako da se konačno ti probudiš.
And then you will do both.
I onda učiniš oboje.
Follow the process, like following the service of going on Sankirtan.
Slijediti proces, kao na primjer ići u Sankirtan.
And at the same time, trying to, you know, be careful to not fall into the lower modes.
A istovremeno paziti da se ne padne ponovo u niže gune.
We have such a self such a defense mechanism against any attempt from others to correct us.
Imamo takav obrambeni sistem protiv pokušaja sa strane da nas neko korigira.
Like you have seen the devotee who chants and you try to help him, and he becomes aggressive. I'm not spava.
Prvišu vidjeti baktu koji spava za vreme mantranja, onda ga neko malo probudi, onda on postane agresivan. Ne spava, ne spava.
So, we must take care of both.
Moramo brinuti o obim stvarima.
The process.
Proces.
And we must feel some natural feeling of being disturbed with our lack of advancement or our lack of coming out of the modes of nature.
Moramo biti prirodno na neki način uznemireni ako vidimo da imamo manjak tog duhovnog napretka i postojanosti.
If you don't feel that something is not all right, how will you ever develop the desire to change it?
Ako ne osjećamo da nešto nije u redu, kako ćemo razviti želju da promijenimo to?
The desire comes after dissatisfaction with a certain state of affairs.
Nezadovoljstvo dolazi na određenom stupnju razvijenosti nekih djelatnosti.
Desire to eat comes after feeling some hunger.
Želja za jedanjem se razvija nakon osjećaja gladi.
Desire to change the ashram comes after feeling dissatisfied with the present ashram.
Želja za mijenjanjem ashrama se dešava kada osoba osjeća nezadovoljstvo u trenutnom ashramu.
Desire even to go to a place like India comes after feeling, oh, it's not good enough here.
I želja čak da se ode u Indiju se razvija na temelju želje da ovdje nije dovoljno dobro.
So if we speak of desire as being the prime element in Krishna consciousness, then it means we have to, you know, there has to be some feeling that material, that the life I'm leading now is not really uredu.
I želja da se napreduje u svjesnosti Krišne proizlazi iz želje koja je osnovni element u svjesnosti Krišne i koja nam pomaže da stvari promijenimo.
Both has to be there.
Oboje mora biti ovdje.
The process and the desire to change.
Proces i želja da se promijenimo.
Prabhupada says, one who chants Hare Krishna and wants to keep things as they are cannot advance.
Prabhupada je rekao, onaj ko želi mantrati Hare Krishna i ostaviti stvari kakve jesu, onda taj ne napreduje.
Nectar of devotion is there.
Nectar u ambrozi predanosti to rečeno.
It will appear in the new Sharanagati newsletter, this quotation.
Pojavit će se u novom Sharanagati newsletteru.
Miljena.
Sometimes we are put in a situation that we have to act very fast and intelligently. So
yes,
there is no so easy, and because of mind put us before us some obstacles. So her question is how to avoid these mind traps.
There is no trick.
Nema trika.
We have to purify the mind by the that's a gradual process.
Moramo pročistiti svoj um i to je postupan proces.
I know exactly what you mean, Miljana. Sometimes there is a situation and you have to react brzo.
Neke budete situacije takve, trebaš brzo reagirati.
In other words, you can't just calculate and think deeply about it, you have to react.
Ne možeš kalkulirati i duboko razmišljati, moraš odmah djelovati.
I would give you the advice, if you don't know how to respond or react, just say, sorry, I have to think about it first.
Daš ti savjet, ako ne znaš kako djelovati brzo, a onda jednostavno se izvini, kaže izvinjam se, ne znam što da radim.
Please have your understanding, I'm a conditioned soul, I have to think about it. In other words, don't act if you don't know how to do it.
Možeš reći, molim vas, shvatite, ja sam uvjetovana duša, prostite mi, i drugim rečima, jednostavno nemoj djelovati.
The world doesn't die if it has to wait for Milena for some time.
Svijet neće umreti ako ostane bez djelovanja Milene neko vrijeme.
Milena, there must be something which you have in mind.
Mora biti nešto što moraš imati na umu.
And because I'm not a mind reader,
a pošto nisam onaj koji čita umove.
At least not all the time.
Da baš cijelo vrijeme.
I can't give a more specific answer.
Ne mogu ti dati specifični odgovor.
I can't imagine, in other words, what situation it is that you are referring to where you have to react in a fast way.
Ne mogu ni zamisliti kakva bi to situacija bila u kojoj bi se ti mogla naći da moraš tako brzo djelovati.
I can only speculate.
Mogu samo spekulirati.
So if it's a situation where it's possible to just say, sorry, I can't have to think about it, then do that. Don't act in a way which you are not sure about.
I ako postoji takva mogućnost da djeluješ na taj način da ne djeluješ, onda pokušaj to primijeniti.
That's Chanakya Pandit's advice.
To je savjet Chanakya Pandita.
If you don't know if you should eat or not eat, don't eat.
Chanakya Pandita nam savjetu. Ako nisi siguran da li trebaš jesti ili ne trebaš jesti, onda nemoj jesti.
Except in the month of December.
Posebno, except?
Except, aha, yes. Aha.
Izuzet osim u mjesecu decembru.
Because in December you are so, you know, it's winter and you can eat a little bit too much, it doesn't harm.
U decembru možemo jesti malo više, ne škodi.
But the general rule is we can forget about the December and make things complicated. You know, don't act when you don't know that you should act.
Ali generalno pravilo bi bilo da ne djelujemo dok ne znamo točno kako.
I'm personally following this advice very strictly.
Osobno slijedim taj savjet vrlo striktno.
I'm sometimes waiting 2 months for a decision.
Neki put čekam i 2 mjeseca.
Let's say general time is 2 weeks. I'm also a little slow, yes.
Generalno moje vrijeme je 2 tjedna, ja sam malo spor.
Yes. I waited with one decision for 2 years. Because no answer was coming.
Čekao sam s jednom odlukom 2 godine, zato jer nikakav odgovor mi nije stizao.
Because I just know I'm too old, you know, to do something totally foolish and unthought about, and then I have to just spend my life to sweep the, what is it, the sherbin, the splinters of the glass, mm-hmm. the broken pieces.
Ja sam prestar čovjek da napravim neku veliku glupost i da ostatak svog života provedem u sakupljenju krhotina, stakla sa naočala.
So better way.
Bolje čekati.
Krishna is in the heart, he can make it clear.
Krishna u srcu, on to može učiniti jasnim.
Sometimes it's immediately clear.
Nekako yes. Je odmah jasno, da.
Sometimes not, sometimes you have to wait.
Neki put ne, neki put treba čekati.
Pray to Krishna, please help me to make it clear.
Moliti Krishnu da učini stvar jasnim.
Does this help, Milena?
Da li to pomaže?
Sila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Gaur.